You didn't have to be up in Sheboygan to have weather concerns, in their case, flooding concerns. We had plenty of it around here. Severe weather rolled through the metro area in the early hours of this morning, leaving behind a trail of downed trees. I was up at like 3 o'clock in the morning following this on my phone. There really has been a trail of downed trees, power lines, damaged buildings. And WJR's Marie Osborne reporting, along with the storm damage, the danger of flooding persists. We got our hands full, Marie. Good afternoon.
Indeed. And if I just was going to just say, we really do have our hands full because I just lost power here at the studio. My screens just went blank. But okay, I think we're back. All right. So thousands of people just like you, Paul, were awakened in the middle of the night by all these tornado warnings that went off. In Melvindale, several buildings sustained heavy damage in the high winds, causing downed trees and power lines. In the area of Dix Highway and Outer Drive, a little strip mall there, a couple of businesses, the tops of those buildings were ripped off and caused a lot of damage there. Same story in Ann Arbor, where some University of Michigan students were awakened by emergency alarms on their phones. They had to take shelter. The Yost Arena also lost part of its, or was damaged by heavy winds. And cleanup is, of course, already underway. And we're still expecting more storms today. So according to the latest numbers on the DTE outage map, there's about 19,000 people without power. They're scattered all over the metro area. Most of them, though, are in that Ann Arbor area. There's large areas of outages in Washtenaw County and southern Wayne County. Now, about the flood issue here in the metro area, a flood watch has been issued by the National Weather Service until 2 a.m. Friday, April 17th. In the last 10 days, most of southeast Michigan has seen 1.5 to, get this, 4.5 inches of rainfall. It's saturated soil before the main spring green up. So we have gotten a lot of rain in this area. Several rounds of thunderstorms are expected tonight in through tomorrow, and an additional 1 to 2 inches of rain could be coming our way. So a lot of the roadways that were flooded this morning, still going to be a problem tomorrow. We're only more roadways are expected to be having that issue. So do be careful on your driving in the next couple of days.
Good golly, Miss Molly. Does anyone ever say that anymore? Anyway, yeah. Good golly. It's not just our imagination. This weather is hitting us earlier than we usually expect to see.
Yes, I heard this too, that spring has come earlier because we just had this warm spate of weather here. So yeah, it's come earlier than it usually has by several days, if not a week or so. I noticed the trees in our neighborhood, they're beautiful, but they're all budding out. And I thought, geez, that's a little early, but nonetheless, here we are.
And as you pointed out, and you'll be keeping track of it for us always, Marie Osborne, more severe weather is, in fact, possible tomorrow. But the risk is like, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1. It's much less.
Yeah, less.
Thank goodness. But we, you know, they want to at least let people know it's a possibility. A heads up. Keep your eyes and ears open. Keep tuned in to WJR and get one of those weather radios, too, if you need to. But we try to keep you on top of that stuff. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News. With the powerful storms causing a number of tornado warnings in Metro Detroit last night. How about that? Yost Ice Arena losing part of its roof. Multiple trees down and a vehicle flipped on its side. And as she pointed out, lots of reports of damage coming from the Ann Arbor area. Well, Ann Arbor all the way through downriver. We continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.